This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Jim Yong Kim, a doctor by training, has been the president of the World Bank for about a year and a half now. Earlier this week, he gave a speech setting up his goals for the bank for the coming year, so we called him up to talk about it. Dr. Kim, it's good to have you here.
It's great to be with you, Kai.
I was reading your speech that you gave the other day about the goals you're setting forth for the World Bank this year with the meetings coming up, the first one of which is ending poverty in this world by 2030. And that's a great goal. It's lofty, it's admirable, but it's also kind of easy, right? Because who doesn't want to get rid of poverty?
Well, it's easy to say, and you know, we've been talking about ending poverty for a long time, but this is the first time that we can actually see the end. This is the generation that can end poverty. So if the poor countries perform as they have over the last 20 years, they're going to get to about 6 or 7% poverty. We have a job to do. What we need to do is to figure out what they were doing when these economies were growing at their best, and then try to help each of the countries recreate some of that magic. So it's easy to say, it's morally extremely compelling, but it's going to be hard to do, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
The other thing that's going on in parts of the developing world, and you talk about this, you talked about this rather in your speech the other day, is conflict and refugees and displaced people and destruction of infrastructure. You talk specifically about the Middle East and Lebanon and Syria. How much is the World Bank? How much should the World Bank be paying attention to those places in the world where there is conflict and where economics, frankly, takes a second seat to survival?
Well, you know, the Secretary General, who I've been working very closely with and
Of the United Nations, yes.
Of the United Nations, who I've been traveling with and working with, when he came to a meeting and he addressed the finance ministers of the world, he said it very clearly. He said, you know, every situation of conflict I've been in, underlying that is a lack of development, is poverty, is deprivation. And so I think we've always kind of known that that's the case. But the way that we've been working is that the peacemakers come in, the diplomats come in, try to organize some sort of peacemaking process. We sort of then wait until we see if the peacemaking process is going to stick, and then we go in to do our development work. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to go in simultaneously.
I want to ask you a question that's going to seem a little bit out of left field, but I just want you to go with me. And the question is, what is your appetite for risk? What is your appetite for failure? Because it seems to me that if you have these goals of ending poverty and raising women and controlling climate change, you have to be willing to fail, to try things that aren't going to work. How comfortable are you with that?
You know, Kai, not only am I comfortable with failure, I come from a profession where we have a very systematic way of dealing with failure, and this is the medical profession. Yeah. If somebody dies on your watch, then what happens is you get in front of all your colleagues and say, this is what I did, this is what I was thinking, and the patient died. What can we learn from this? We call it mortality and morbidity rounds. And so I actually had a mortality and morbidity round for development here at the World Bank. We took some of our most spectacular failures, put them in front of the whole team and said, look, this is a great lesson because these folks did great work. They conceived of the project well. They took on a really tough issue. We failed, but look at how much we can learn from it. So I'm really trying to shift the mentality from a risk-averse culture to one that says, let's take smart risks, and the only thing that can go wrong is if something fails and we don't learn from it. I hope that it'll work here. So far, I see some changes that are encouraging.
Jim Yong Kim is the president of the World Bank Group. World Bank annual meeting is coming up in about, a week and a half or so. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.